Tuning has been a joy and a challenge.
Susan Spiker has been teaching violin, viola, and beginning cello to adults and children in Western Washington for 12 years.
It's been very successful teaching students how to tune, and we're talking students who maybe have never touched a violin before. It's been very frustrating, but it's also been incredible because these kids, some of them as young as six, they know how to tune their instruments, and that's something I didn't get good at until I was 13 or 14.
Referred to as Violin Mom by one of her students, Susan is used to drawing on music, adorning pages with colorful stickers, and giving out prizes to bring a little joy to her students' lives, in addition to helping them with music technique, of course. But many of the things that have made her lessons so joyful look quite different in 2021. Things haven't completely changed for Susan, but now she sends her students stickers in the mail, in bright pink envelopes, sometimes adding necessities like bow rosin and music, and of course has set up a virtual studio to make sure lessons continue for her students.
I know that music's always going to be important because there's been a huge uptick in lessons and the demand for music during this quarantine time. And I don't see that going away, not the demand for art.
While this time has forced some significant changes, it has also opened up new opportunities. But what it hasn't changed is a widespread love for music and the importance of music education.
I think music teaching has changed forever in how we do it. And I think that a lot of the boundaries to teaching, distance, traveling time, those have been wiped away. We have options. I do have some students who very much need that private one-on-one time. There are so many distractions at home. I personally want to do a hybrid studio, which, you know, every other week, week in person, week on Zoom, week in person, week on Zoom. Music education has definitely changed forever, but hopefully not at its core.
The pandemic has added flexibility and technological options to music education. Without the barriers of travel and distance, music lessons have become an option for even more students. All things that allow music to spread to an even wider audience.
It really makes an immeasurable difference to know that I'm making a difference in these kids' lives. And to hear those, oh my gosh, to hear a kid send me a letter that says, you know, I'm becoming a music teacher because you told me I could. And to have a kid send me a letter saying, I'm going to love music forever because you taught me how. I mean, those kinds of things, you carry them with you forever, and they give you the passion and determination to keep going. It's worth it if one student's life is made better.
However post-pandemic teaching will look, music education has new tools at its fingertips and the ability to reach even more students. But at its core, it still has the same mission in mind, making music accessible, understandable, and passing a love of music to students.
What we really want to do as music teachers is we're creating something new and hopefully creating a spark in a student. And we always hope that they're going to go on to, if not be a professional performer, maybe they'll inspire other people.
Passing the Baton, Music Mentors on NWPB Classical. For Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Jacobs.